Yeah, I used to live in Miami and it did like that because it's flat. But where I live now is kind of hilly and the water runs off pretty much. It doesn't.
We don't have too much water here either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it comes down and I don't know where it goes in the earth, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if it's thundering and lightning? What kind of storm is that?
Someone said we could have a thunderstorm this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what you have.
In the afternoons.
Well, we very seldom have a storm in the morning. Thunderstorm in the morning is usually an afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call a place like out in the field or somewhere where the water cut?
The bottom.
Oh, that's where the water lays in there.
The bottom. Mm-hmm.
How about if it just cuts a path through?
What did you call that? Is it? It's not a gully. What did you call that? I can see them up to the bottom.
A wash?
I got it washed out. It's washed out. It's dirty wash out. But it's a different name that they give there.
A draw?
Yeah. He didn't call it that.
Hmm.
But the fields, you know, would just wash out that way. Because you didn't have enough ditches to take care of the water.
Right. It just cuts through wherever it wants to go. And what about if you had a cloudy day and then the sun started coming out? You'd say the weather's doing what? You say clearing up or fairing up?
Yeah, it's fairing up now. Fairing up. That's what you said, not clear. Fairing up.
Uh-huh.
That was the word you used.
And what about the opposite? If you had a pretty sunny day and then the clouds were coming in, you'd say the weather's...
She was cloudy outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that about takes care of
them. Oh, good. Well, you know what? I
know you're tired
of... But you know what? People's been so nice to me. If I can help somebody, I'll go help them.